For Little Friends. Note, the following is a Rebus story. End of note. Listening Walk by Arlene Rose. Come, Simon, let's go for a walk, Grandma said. Simon slipped his hand into Grandma's, and they went outside together. Listen to the afternoon sounds, Grandma said. Tell me what you hear. Simon listened. I hear a bird singing, he told Grandma. I hear a dog barking and a horn tooting, too. Good, Grandma said. Close your eyes and listen again. Now what can you hear? Simon closed his eyes and listened. I hear our footsteps on the sidewalk, and I can hear you breathing, Grandma. Very good, Grandma said. Now, if you are very, very quiet and listen very hard, you will hear even quieter things. Can you hear leaves rustling in the trees? Can you hear a bee buzzing over to some flower? Simon listened carefully. Yes, Grandma, I can hear the leaves and a bee, and I can hear Dad calling us home for supper. End of story, Listening Walk, by Arlene Rose. Kitchen Fireworks, by Christine Motzko. To make these fireworks, you will need 2 cups of whole milk, a baking pan, food coloring, and dishwashing liquid. First, pour the milk into the baking pan. Second, squirt different colors of food coloring around in different places in the milk. 3, add a squirt of the dishwashing liquid and watch the colors burst and swirl. Remember, these fireworks are for watching, not for eating. We couldn't capture this with a picture, but the color bursts are beautiful. The dishwashing liquid separates the fat in the milk from the rest of it and causes it to move. If it slows down, just add another squirt of dishwashing liquid. Chocolate ice cream. The ingredients you'll need are 1 cup of heavy cream, 1 can, 16 ounces, 454 grams of chocolate syrup, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1/2 cup of chopped nuts. Now, the nuts are optional. 1. Put all the ingredients except the nuts into a bowl. Ask an older person to beat them with an egg beater or a mixer at low speed until frothy and a little thicker. 2. Stir in the nuts, that are optional. Pour the mixture into a shallow 1-quart, 1-liter casserole and place in the freezer. 3. When the mixture is partially set but not yet frozen through, about 45 minutes, pour it back into the bowl and ask the older person to beat it again. This helps make it smooth. 4. Put it back into the freezer until it sets completely, about an hour more. End of Kitchen Fireworks by Christine Matsko. Good Books for Little Friends. Animal Parade by Jackie Wood. Animals, birds, and creepy crawlies, flying insects, too. Every letter of the alphabet is represented by at least 2 of these. And the art shows the creatures ambling, bounding, and cruising from each page to the next, including from right-hand to left-hand pages. An exceptional ABC animal book for children. Hello, Crow, by Jeff Daniel Marion. A quiet sort of book about a crow and about the boys greeting it and every other crow he sees all the rest of his life with Hello, Crow. 3 Names by Patricia McLaughlin. This story of a boy and his dog takes place about 100 years ago on the prairie. It is a time of a one-room school, of an outhouse for boys and another for girls, and of potatoes baked in winter in the schoolhouse stove. The dog, 3 Names, is allowed to stay at school with the boy. Gwendolyn's Gifts by Patty Sheehan. Queen Gwendolyn was bored. Every time she said so, King Cornelius told her, "Perhaps you need a change, my dear," and ordered something new to be made for her. Finally, she took matters into her own hands and learned how to make things for herself, and she was never bored again. King Cornelius learned a lesson from her and became a gourmet cook. Perhaps you need a change too, my dear. End of article, Good Books for Little Friends. Whistling, a poem by Betty Killian. I can whistle with a whistle, but I can't whistle without. My brother can. He makes his mouth into a little spout. He draws his breath up oh so deep and pulls himself up tall and blows a perfect whistle sound with no whistle there at all. I'd like to whistle with no whistle, but I've tried and tried and tried. I wonder if my brother has a whistle built inside. End of poem, Whistling, by Betty Killian.